I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Michael Bloomberg, tech pioneer, former New York mayor, and possible 2020 presidential candidate, is donating a record $1.8 billion to his alma mater, Johns Hopkins. It'll help the university admit students based on ability, not ability to pay, aid-blind admissions. A new report from the Institute for Policy Studies suggests Bloomberg's gift evokes a theme in charitable giving these days: big donors giving big money to big institutions. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more.
The nation's charities brought in more than $410 billion last year, an all-time high, according to the Institute for Policy Studies. Donations poured in from big donors for big things like medical centers,
higher education, arts and culture organizations.
Chuck Collins co-authored the Institute report, which found there are fewer families making charitable donations, but the ones who are wealthier than they used to be. And Collins says more of them are getting tax breaks by giving to private foundations.
And that money kind of gets warehoused and doesn't necessarily move in a timely way to active charities that are solving problems.
And when the money does go to an institution, it's a big one. Rick Cohen with the National Council of Nonprofits says that
just makes it that much more difficult for a lot of these small and mid-sized nonprofits that are on the front lines.
The report found donations from low and middle income households has been on the decline for the past decade. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.